This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Spoke Media.
From the Moroff Studios in Moroff, Iowa, this is the Moroff Awareness Network. I'm Max Moroff Steer. Since late last week, we mere flesh sacks have been blessed by the benevolent eye of Moroff, who has begun shooting his cleansing fire through his retina. How could we have ever feared this glorious eye, always watching, always punishing? And it appears that someone has stepped forward, offering to sacrifice themselves to the will of Moroff. Let's listen in.
I volunteer as tribute!
And it looks like 90s celebrity and LGBT icon Rosie O'Donnell is the lucky lass. Oh, and she is ascending into the heavens to meet her god.
Remember me in a league of their own!
And she has been consumed by flames. What a joyous day this is.
John, we've heard enough.
This is what we're up against, Shakur.
Aw, shit, man. You didn't tell me it was Moroff. That dude's crazy. I mean, anything with the power to consume Rosie O'Donnell is not f***ing around, man. That Rosie's got thorns.
I loved her as Betty Rubble.
Perennial, Shakur and I are speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Shakur, you're our only hope.
No beans, babe. I got a new T-Swizzle album to listen to.
It's so good!
No spoilers!
She writes with a singular clarity about what it means to be a person who wants.
Aw, I said no spoilers.
Shakur, if you don't fight Moroff, everything you hold dear, near even, will be vaporized.
Not my problem, gal pal. I live in a ring. I'm going back to bed.
No, Shakur, come back!
Perennial, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know where to turn.
Well, Hida, where have you turned to in the past during moments of not knowing?
I turned to the radio.
Well, let's start there. John?
And it appears Moroff was not pleased with Rosie O'Donnell alone. He is now demanding the sacrifice of all forms of media content in his righteous and holy name. Millions of people are making the pilgrimage to the holy city of Moroff, bringing with them wagons of VHS tapes, final records, and Zunes. And, why yes, I can see Moroff's eye consuming in flames copies of The Goonies, Cool Runnings, Van Gogh's Starry Night, and... is that... yes, it is every single known copy of Taylor Swift's new album.
Now we got bad blood.
Does that mean you're gonna fight?
Yes, Perennial. Context clues.
Now I'm cheer captain, and you're on the bleachers, bitch.
Well, I'm not sure about hearing the B word coming out of these lips.
Bleachers?
We're losing the thread! Shakur, can you sex-teleport us to Moroff?
Consensually, yes, I can.
John in the booth? You coming?
Nope.
Kelly?
She's gone, Anahita.
Silent Whoopi Goldberg? It looks like we're on our own, P-Dog.
Hey, we are never alone. Not as long as I got FN you.
And I'm here too, Anahita.
Okay. Time to sex teleport.
Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready!
Then here we come!